Hey, what's going on? Hope you are well and are having a good week as always. On this week's episode of Welcome to the Metaverse, I have the awesome Sean Elliott OC back on the show. He's a digital artist and creator who's doing some very cool work in the space. But for this episode, we wanted to do a deep dive on Artifact Studios' upcoming avatar project, which is currently going by the code name Akira. Now, we both think this project is going to be a game-changing one for the space as a whole for so many reasons, and judging by everything Artifact have done so far, it's going to be something pretty special. So in this episode, we dive into who Artifact Studios are, how you can get involved with this upcoming drop, and what we know so far. Now, to be clear, neither of us are affiliated with Artifact Studios. I'd love to have them on the show at some point, but we're both just big fans of everything they've done in the space so far and what looks to be a completely next-level project with Akira, one to definitely keep a very close eye on. I'll go on to explain in the episode, but Artifact have been dropping various snippets, leaks, and clues about the project over the last few weeks. So everything we talk about in this episode is in the public domain. We've just pulled all those clues together and speculated on a few ideas of what we think might happen. I also want to do a massive shout out to LukeSoLukeSon on Twitter, who is definitely somebody you should follow. He's a moderator in their Discord and basically an Artifact detective who regularly writes amazing articles on this stuff, on the project and Artifact in general. Many of those articles we reference in this episode, so a big shout out and credit to him. Finally, for full transparency, Sean and I have participated in Artifact drops before, and nothing in this episode is financial or investment advice, so always do your own research. All right, with that said, let's dive into this week's episode. Sean, thanks for coming back on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Of course, man.
Second round.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on. You were an early guest. That episode did really, really well. I haven't told you actually, but it was a well-listened-to episode. So, yeah, good to have you back on. We're going to dive into Artifact and Akira and all the cool stuff that they are doing at Artifact Studios. Before we do that, do you want to just give us your intro? Again, for anyone who doesn't know, what are you about? What are you up to at the minute?
Sure. So lots of things. My name's Sean Elliott OC. I'm a digital artist. Not an artist. Digital artist slash content creator. But, you know, we're leaning more towards digital artists at the moment. So I just did a drop, actually, the Genesis drop. Could probably fill you in a little bit more about that later on. But that was really exciting. Groundbreaking stuff for me as an artist and stepping my feet in the NFT world. So yeah, really, really cool.
Good stuff, man. Yeah, definitely we'll chat about your collection a little bit later as well. So for this episode, I thought before we get into Akira and this avatar project that Artifact are coming out with, which looks incredible and completely game-changing, I thought I'd run through kind of their story so far in my or our own words, just to paint a picture of what they do, because I think knowing the history of the founders and what they kind of stand for gives you a pretty good idea, you know, of what they're working on and how sort of credible and how long term they're thinking on everything. So Artifact Studios was set up in early 2020 by three co-founders, Benoit, Stephen and Chris. And they describe their brand on their website as creators of virtual sneakers and collectibles, merging realities in fashion and gaming. And over that time, they've quickly established themselves as pretty much one of the most credible, innovative brands in this whole space, sort of setting the tone and culture for digital fashion in the metaverse, really. So they're making big waves. And yeah, it's been an interesting, cool journey so far. So the founders all have really interesting backstories as well. So let's start with Benoit, who has a fine arts and kind of marketing background. So he was head of marketing at Fnatic. Now, if you don't know, Fnatic is one of the most successful esports brands of all time. They both scout and develop professional esports players and release kind of gear and merch, and basically have sort of defined the esports gaming culture, which has exploded in the last few years and is big business and is a big deal. So he was involved in all of that quite early as well, before it sort of properly blew up, and he started working in the kind of the fashion elements of that world as well. So he did a pretty legendary collab with Gucci, and that is where he met Chris and Stephen, and the three of them later went on to start artifact. So, you know, this is stuff that is out there in articles, but just thought it'd be useful to pull it all together so you can have the backstory. So Stephen, who's one of the other co-founders, he's got a background in streetwear and sneaker and kind of internet native culture. So he started when he was very young. He started lots of different streetwear Instagram accounts, which he has obviously got like an eye for growing an audience online, because those accounts he started, he built up a collective audience of about 10 million people. And, you know, has an eye for sort of earlier niche culture as well. So it was deep in sneaker culture before that really became such, you know, a massive collectible and status symbol scene. He was there really early. And he's been on a kind of mission to sort of democratize sneaker creation as well, because it's traditionally very expensive to create your own sneakers. So it's been limited to quite big brands. So that's kind of part of their idea. When starting Artifact as well, he started his own clothing line, where he hustled at gigs and stuff, and then later began a custom footwear company called Frey Customs, and they had loads of attention. They talked to kind of major labels and brands and were customizing sneakers that celebrities began to kind of really want to get hold of. They went super viral. So Virgil Abloh, they talked to Nike as well, and loads of other big names all contacted him. So he suddenly had this amazing kind of brand there. He's kind of really built from sneaker culture and sort of internet native, which is another very cool background alongside Benoit's kind of gaming history. Then there's Chris, the third co-founder. So from what I gather, he's had a really crazy, amazing story. So he was a film director who started making skin designs as well. He's an incredible 3D artist who knows CGI. So apparently he's kind of made a load of films himself and sold some productions that he's made to Netflix. He's even done the CGI on some of those himself as well. So he sounds like an absolute sort of digital artist wizard. So those three co-founders are, you know, impressive in their own right, but have deep roots in gaming, streetwear and kind of sneaker culture. And so Artifact Studios, when they started that together, has become like a melting pot for a new culture of kind of digital fashion and gaming. And yeah, known for being super credible, long-term thinkers. And that's kind of where they're at this stage today, having done loads of cool collabs in the digital and NFT space. There's been lots of cool articles about Artifact Studios as well. Vogue Business, Forbes have done loads of cool stuff. So yeah, that's kind of the backstory. And I think that hopefully helps paint a picture of why this project, Akira, that we're going to get into, is so sought after, and you know, it's really bubbling under the surface. There's a lot of hype about it for good reason, because what they've done so far is really impressive. Sean, I thought maybe you could chat a little bit about some of the drops that Artifact Studios have done so far, because they've done some pretty epic collabs already as well.
Yeah, sure. So where to start? There's so many, and that was a great roundup. I didn't know some of those facts about those guys. They're like the three musketeers, aren't they? They just know what's up.
Yeah, exactly.
The roadmap for the future of digital fashion. I think it wasn't the first NFT I bought, but it was definitely one of the earlier ones. And that was the, I've forgotten the name. the trainer, which we both own. Which
K-minus, right?
The K-minus, that's it. So the silver pair, because there was a one of one, I think they dropped on Super Rare. There was the purple pair, there was the silver pair, which we've got, and then there was also the Meta Pigeon. So yeah, so that was all based on a collaboration with Jeff Staple. If you don't know who Jeff Staple is, he's like a streetwear OG. I think he founded Staple Design in New York in like 1997 or something. So his iconic logo branding, I guess, is the pigeon. So that's why you see these robot kind of weird pigeons floating around the metaverse. That's kind of their iconic collaboration. And yeah, so the trainers are what caught my eye. I as well kind of like grew up kind of collecting trainers and was definitely heavily involved in streetwear and stuff. So I think that's why I naturally gravitated towards the collaboration. I knew who Jeff Staple was, and I just love what the guys are doing over at Artifact. So I guess what else can I say about the, I'm not surprised that that collaboration has got the traction it has. Jeff Staple, like I said, he's a figurehead in streetwear. I think his collaborations that he's done with Nike fetch for around something like $60,000 on the secondary market. I've got a little theory about those shoes. They're the same color as the OG pigeon, which some of us got airdropped. The holders of the MK Minus got some of the trainers. We got airdropped a pigeon. Thank you, Artifact. but the color of the pigeon is the same colorway as these kind of OG Nike collaboration trainers. So I'm like, got my fingers and toes crossed that there might be some kind of forging event. This is obviously all speculation. I have no idea. But yeah, we haven't yet seen the utility from the OG pigeon yet. So
all right.
I'm holding out for that. Other than obviously having a key to access the Kira project.
Yeah, we'll come on to that in a second as well. Yeah, so yeah, that's been a collab that's blown up and has done amazing stuff. They've done loads of other cool stuff. So they've worked with Ferocious, who is, you know, he's had massive success. He's an artist who's blown up in this space. Young guy who's doing really, really well, which is cool. They worked with Atari. They did the Cyber Sneaker as well, which was a mad story that they, basically Elon Musk's Cybertruck, right? They took that design and created a sneaker from it. And then I think Photoshopped it on him at the Met Gala, right? And that didn't actually happen, but then it went viral. And then they've chatted to Elon, and he has since worn the sneaker that they've created. So yeah, like big collabs with crazy, interesting, and not the most obvious people you'd necessarily expect, right? They always keep you guessing and do cool stuff. But yeah, it's been a really interesting ride watching what they've been doing so far. So I would definitely recommend keeping an eye on everything that's coming. Talking of, right, so Akira is...
Are we diving straight in?
Yeah, let's go in. Let's go into Akira.
Let's go.
So basically, short story is on July the 20th, Artifact Studios tweeted that they, they tweeted, yes, we're making an avatar project, codename Akira. So yeah, this is off the back of loads of cool collaborations and all that street culture that we've talked about. And yeah, it went pretty viral because people were interested, obviously, in what was going on. And avatar projects have been, you know, a successful and growing trend in the NFT space. So probably CryptoPunks were really the first original one. Obviously, the 10,000 characters, different rarities from years ago when they were first minted. Bored Ape Yacht Club has been another massive success story, obviously. And interestingly, they gave owners of apes IP for them to do what they want with it. So since July 20th, there's been loads of sort of leaks and clues and information kind of drip fed from the team, from Benoit, Chris and Zapdio, Stephen Zapdio, through the official kind of Artifact Twitter and Discord. And so we wanted to kind of put it all together to just see what's already, you know, out there, but then maybe have a think about where this could all go as well. I know you've got some thoughts on all this, Sean, and we've been chatting about it. We've been deep in the Discord of an evening, seeing what everyone's up to, chatting to the founders a little bit there and stuff.
Messaging each other, theories and stuff. Yeah, I actually, in the Discord, just quickly, I was holding back. Like, I feel like, because I'm such a little detective when it comes down to this stuff, I was like, oh, I kind of know who this collaboration's with. And then I was like teasing the mods in the chat and I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to stop. Like, I don't want to ruin this for people. And then I just text you and I'm like, oh shit, I think I figured it out.
We were going deep into archives of various other stuff. So yeah, I mean, we're guessing, as I've said, like this is just public information. So we don't have anything that hasn't already been posted, but yeah, we're going to go into our thoughts on it. I want to shout out again Luke Soluxen on Twitter, because he is like the Artifact detective, right? Where he's been also pulling in all these clues, and he's got an awesome Medium article where he updates any new information. So I'll link that below so you can check that out. And a big sort of shout out to him, because we do reference a lot of the stuff in there, or we're going to in this chat. So shout out to him, credit to him for sure. So yeah, I mean, the first thing, when they first tweeted some renders, some images of what they were working on, that was the thing where you're like, oh wow, this looks completely sort of game changing and different to anything we've seen. Because Bored Ape Yacht Club are amazing art pieces, but also you know, they're static 2D images. Akira, instantly the first thing we saw, that it was a 3D rendered image, kind of anime inspired, right? So what were your like first thoughts when you saw one of the kind of leaked renders from the project?
I'm trying to think which one, because they, at this point, I think we've seen about 9 and they're all like individual, they all have their own kind of aesthetic, they're all incredible. But I guess my initial thoughts were exactly like, we've had a lot of PFP projects, like coming through the grapevine with NFTs, like we kind of rode that wave, and it stood out. Like the level of work is very apparent. They're incredible artists, incredible digital artists and creators, and whoever else is working on this project, they're doing such a good job. It's fairly obvious the level of work that's gone into it, even down to the stitching of some of the knitted jumpers that some of these avatars are wearing. You're just like, oh my God. So yeah, impressed, I think. I should have just started with that. I should have just said impressed.
Yeah, yeah, like instantly we're like, yeah, because it is a good point that you said there's been a wave of avatar projects, and it's got at this point in sort of the cycle or the space, it's got a bit tired just these static images of, you know, usually 10,000 collectibles of different rarities. Like we've seen so much of it now that, you know, it's amazing that, unsurprising, but amazing that this has completely cut through still, because it just looks so different, it looks so great, and you can tell what they're building with the team is something very different. So yeah, interesting kind of time for it, but super exciting, definitely.
Yeah, I think it's worth just dropping another project real quick. I don't want to say it's the first. It might well be one of these kind of like 3D rendered projects that stood out from all the kind of flat 2D PFPs. But Void Ima Degen, I think they were one of the first kind of 3D rendered avatar projects to hit on my radar anywhere. And I guess what they've been doing kind of shows the potential, especially for Akira as well. I mean, they dropped an alien in GTA and it was bossing around in some like Cadillac, just roaming around wherever it was in GTA. So that was really cool. But I think I just wanted to mention that, you know, that's another very, very cool. If whoever's listening doesn't know or haven't heard of Ima Degen, then go check them out.
Yeah, I'll link it in the show notes. Cool. That's a good point. Yeah, they have done some cool 3D stuff as well. That was really cool. Also, Mechaverse is another one that is looking wild. Oh, yeah. That artifact of have, I think they've at least referenced each other on Twitter and stuff. So
okay. Oh, I know exactly the one that you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very cool. All right, so yeah,
back
with that
Akira,
aside,
sorry.
No, that's cool. There's so much to talk about, brains exploding at all times. Yeah, so with Akira, so that was kind of the first thing, was like, wow, the level of this work is next level. So let's go into what we know so far as well. So first of all, the supply, which is an important element of any drop. So we've been told that there is a total supply of 20,000 Akira avatars. Akira is the code name, so that'll probably change at some point, but that's what we'll refer to it at the minute. 10K of that 20K are available for pre-sale, and then 10K are going to be available for public sale. So first of all, what's your thoughts on that supply and how they are doing the drop with the pre-sale in public?
So I think initial thoughts and kind of like thinking or forecasting what the project might look like in the future, and kind of where I think we could both agree on where the metaverse, or what the metaverse potentially will look like in like even the next 6 months to a year or down the road, the number 20,000 doesn't surprise me. And if anything, it makes me excited. Like in terms of adopting people that are kind of operating outside the NFT space or the NFT community right now, they don't really understand it, or they're kind of trying to dip their toes but not really sure where to go or where to look. The number 20K, given what the project is looking like right now, just makes sense.
Yeah, good. Yeah, because the tradition's been 10K. So at first it was like, oh, maybe that's a more, you know, bigger supply. But actually, like you say, I think because what it seems like they're working on, and, you know, there's going to be so many more people coming into this space, I think it's a nice thing, because I think it gives newcomers an opportunity to also get in. So it's not, you know, Artifact have been great at rewarding early adopters and people who hold their stuff, but also not in a super exclusive, alienating anyone else type of way.
For sure.
So I think 20K... is a nice number for that, because as I say, 10K off a pre-sale. So let's talk about the pre-sale quickly. So how this is working out is that to qualify for the pre-sale, you have to own a qualifying Artifact NFT. So there's a full list of those pinned on their Discord page, which I'll link as well. So if you want to see, you know, the official links and what NFT qualifies, that's the best place to go and do that, which is cool because that's rewarding early adopters. So the Jeff Staple collab, those NFTs, for example, qualify. So if you you know, love that stuff. Got in early, you will qualify for the Akira drop, which is cool. Also, being part of the pre-sale gives you the option to purchase 3 Akira avatars over a 72-hour window as part of the pre-sale, which, again, is another really cool detail thought that they've added, because gas wars are becoming so annoying at the moment. It's pricing people out. So obviously, if you go for a drop and it's on the Ethereum network, if it's a popular drop and a lot of people are going for it, then the network gets congested and the fees go up, and whales will often come in and bid high gas fees to get the mint quicker than other people. Their transaction goes through faster, which, you know, is fine and being worked on in the bigger picture, but it's pricing people out at the minute because it's so expensive to mint a lot of these popular drops. So having a pre-sale and a 72-hour window where you can choose when you want to mint when gas is lower is a really cool addition, I think. So that's nice. It has meant, we talk about benefiting early holders, that the floor on the qualifying artifact NFTs has shot up. So it didn't happen straight away, but I think when the kind of announcement came and this information was first coming in, the floor was about 0.5 ETH, and now latest check it was about 6.65 ETH. It was is the cheapest qualifying NFT. So like, that rise has been crazy, right? Especially for some of the airdropped stuff. So like you say, if you got airdropped a free Meta Pigeon, that has gone from $0 to the equivalent of, you know, tens of thousands.
It's potentially life-changing sums of money for some people. I think that's definitely worth commenting on.
Yeah.
Because the Meta Pigeon was $1 to mint. You know, the floor of that's 9 right now. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So, really giving back to the community in that way. But I guess the community is pushing it as well. And the hype of Akira, like you said, it's just very cool.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, really amazing thing that's happened, and like I say, giving back to the community and just creating value, which is very cool. So there is this public sale to come. So if that prices you out to get involved, there is a public sale coming. I imagine it's going to be very competitive. But I did read somewhere, I scrolled back and tried to find it and I couldn't, but I'm pretty sure I read that it will be a kind of queue system. So hopefully there won't be a massive gas war. Again, I think going for the public sale, if you get there on time, you get put in a queue. Maybe there's a random element, I don't know, but I think they will think of a cool way to do that. So it's definitely worth going for the public sale if a qualifying NFT sort of prices you out a little bit. So yeah, that is coming. We don't know the dates for this officially, but they said end of September, early October, so that's kind of rough area of the dates for the diary. All right,
worth quickly mentioning maybe the mint price, because that's been finalized, hasn't it?
It's definitely, yeah, I think it could potentially change, but yes, it has been put in the Discord at 0.05 ETH for the pre-sale avatars. So if you qualify, you get the chance to buy 3 Akira avatars, which will be priced at 0.05 ETH.
And then what about public?
I think public will be slightly more, is what I've read, and is what on Luxon's article as well. But so I don't know, but I don't imagine it will be loads more, because I don't think that would be their style. So maybe you know, it'll be
agreed,
a little bit more than that. So yeah, and that, which again is a low mint price really. Bored Apes, for example, even in the early days were 0.08 ETH, so obviously ETH has risen a little bit since then. But yeah, there, a lot of people have seen the success of the space have kind of racked up their mint prices recently, right? So I think that is a really good mint price. I think that's very cool.
Agreed.
Good stuff. All right, so shall we go into what we know about the actual avatars so far? So this is from Luxon's post again. Shout out to him. So he put this all together, and I think it's the best place to kind of go through all the elements. So this is what has been said so far across Discord and Twitter. The owner of Akira gets lifetime artifact benefits. Don't know what those benefits are just yet, but judging on what's happened with the previous drops and qualifying for other things and other airdrops, seems like that is a good thing. The owner will get the 3D model. Now, I don't know whether this refers to Metaverse digital model or whether there is a physical.
I've just opened up the article as well. It says Metaverse ready with updates along the way. So I'd imagine, yeah, there's promise for it to be kind of interoperable, I guess.
Yeah, and something else that Artifact have been posting about and released a thing that you can go on right now with Ready Player Me, who are a avatar sort of creation platform that already amazingly are kind of interoperable with lots of different virtual worlds. So you can create an avatar with Reddit, you play a meet, and then take it to, I think from VR chat to Somnium Space and various other virtual worlds, which is quite cool. That seems ahead of its time. Artifact released there. Well, you can build an avatar on that site and even wear an Artifact meta jacket, which is a cool sort of AR thing that they've done. So maybe it would seem likely that Akira, you know, is going to be an avatar that can visit various virtual worlds. I think that's generally accepted as sort of the premise of the whole metaverse.
We have our fingers crossed.
Yeah, that would be a cool additional thing. So you can go around the internet in various worlds with your avatar, which would be very cool and not something we've really seen so far in that way. Other stuff about the avatars then. There are seven different DNAs. Mm. The rarest DNA has just 15 to 50 avatars. Those seven different DNAs of avatars, each NFT unlocks access to a different DNA brand. So yeah, I don't know what the level of this is, but it gets you excited because if there's different DNA, that suggests there might be some level of breeding or
yes,
some level of forging other maybe physical merch or other NFTs based on your DNA strand. Maybe even kind of like different families and groups of people. So you might
I think you've hit the nail on the head. It just screams Zed, doesn't it? With DNA breeding. I'm just like, yeah, okay, cool. I didn't think about this before this chat, but that makes sense.
Interesting. Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, Zed Run were probably the, maybe not the first, I don't know, but it's a horse racing, digital NFT horse racing game. So you own the NFT of the horse, but you can also breed with other horses to create new NFTs, which have the digital DNA of their parents. So depending on who you choose to breed with, you can create, you know, new digital sort of DNA strands with different qualities that will affect their racing. So maybe there's a similar thing here. And I think, are they doing something with Zed? I think they are, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, who aren't they doing a collab with right now? Did you see the Bored Ape Trainers?
Yeah. So sick.
Yeah, they're cool, aren't they?
Constantly doing cool stuff. Maybe Akira avatars can ride Zed Run horses. I'm going to throw that out there.
That would be my rumor. Pretty decent setup, wouldn't it?
Imagine you could be the jockey,
sword wielding avatar riding a Zed Run horse in the race. That'd be
sick. Exactly. You'd be the jockey, and your DNA can affect the race. I don't know. That'd be cool. I don't imagine that'll happen, but you never know. So, also on this list, we can expect artifact forging events for the avatar project. So that's something we didn't mention in the intro, but also artifact kind of coined the process of forging from an NFT to a physical. So the various sneaker drops they've done, Ferocious and Jeff Staples stuff, you can, if you're the holder of the NFT, you can forge the physical actual sneaker that will arrive to your home. And they also, if you hold the NFT, do various editions of the sneaker, right? So you get more than one sneaker in different collections.
Yeah.
Which is cool. They also did something with CryptoPunks, right? With that.
Yeah. If you held the CryptoPunk, you're able to forge a physical sneaker.
Yeah, exactly. And the Bored Ape Yacht Club sneaker that you mentioned as well. So it seems likely that there will be probably physical things involved. Over 200 artifact 3D traits. So different traits for different avatars, obviously different rarities of those traits, which is a common thing, but all rendered in 3D. Very cool.
I wonder, is it worth just quickly, like, another theory?
Yeah, go on.
So they dropped a sneak peek of an avatar with a sword, right?
Yeah.
And I got really excited and I retweeted it and I was like, oh my God, sword. But with swords and with all these kind of traits that are like swords, I think are also kind of, I mean, I may be like forecasting a little bit far into the future, but the sword as a verified individual NFT has the potential to also be traded and kind of interoperable between games and stuff, and trade amongst avatars maybe. I don't know.
Interesting. Not something that we've really seen before, that the avatars can have different assets that you can trade about outside of some games maybe, but yeah, so that could be cool. Maybe you could swap
speculation
items. Yeah, for sure. Some of the secondary royalties are going to artists involved. They always do amazing deals, maybe the wrong word, but they reward the artists involved. I think it's like 50-50.
Revenue share
for their revenue share of the artists they use, which is very cool. So they'll be doing good stuff there. And it seems likely that the owners are going to get their commercial rights or IP to some degree. I think Zaptio wrote something in the Discord about this, where the artist that they're working with for this project, which we'll come on to in a minute, it seems like it's very well known. So hopefully you'll be able to use your avatar with the IP, but there might be some limits there based on who the person is what I've gathered. But still cool that they're doing that. So if you wanted to, you could start your own brand based on your Akira avatar and use that image and its likeness.
Yeah, like we've seen with BAYC and people starting up coffee shops or making their own beer brand and stuff like that.
Yeah, using their apes to do cool other brands.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, so that's kind of what we know, and the information that's been in the Discord and on Twitter and stuff like that. I thought we could dive in even deeper, and this is even more speculative now in terms of...
I can see you getting excited.
Yeah.
I can see it in your face.
Of, you know, what some of this stuff means. So what does Akira mean, right? So a simple Google search will tell you that, and I've been learning because there definitely seems to be a manga or anime connection here, right?
Big
the
time.
Art looks like that a lot. And yeah, that seems very likely that that is involved. Akira is actually the title of a famous Japanese animated post-apocalyptic cyberpunk film in the 80s. So this was a massive film, really gathered critical acclaim and got a massive cult following. It seems like it was basically responsible for starting the sort of subgenre of Japanese cyberpunk stuff and generally as part of sort of adult animation series.
So if you haven't seen it, you have to see it. It's such a sick film. It's on Netflix, I think. It's accessible. Just watch it. Just do it. I was going to say, stop listening to the podcast and watch it. Don't do that. Keep listening and then watch it after.
Pop it on. Yeah. All right. So there was also a Japanese cyberpunk manga series around the same sort of time as well called Akira. So obviously that name is embedded in all this stuff. Definitely seems to be some sort of connection there. Now let's talk about the artist, right? So another thing, and we were in the Discord when this was happening and it was blowing our minds. We were texting outside of it, but seeing all this happen. So often the founders will jump in the Discord to release some teasers or chat about, you know, things that people...
To troll us.
Yeah. Like do some leaks, but not give stuff away. Now, this was quite a big leak of some sort. So I think it was Zaptio and Chris at the time mentioned that the artist they've been working with for Akira is a big name, right? Somebody potentially who is well regarded and respected in the contemporary art scene. Now, your knowledge of the contemporary art scene, Sean, is definitely better than mine. And there were a few, but there were a few names thrown around, right? So people were suggesting people in the Discord, and Zaptio did say that somebody had got it, right? So had said the name, which then limited it to a few artists, right? Who it could be, and somebody had said it. Zaptio, if I've not been clear, is Stephen, one of the founders. Yes. Yeah, so do you want to tell us about the artist that you think it probably is, Sean?
I mean, there was definitely a few that I think could have the potential to be the collaborator, whoever it is. I threw a few names around, but the one that I think makes most sense, and I think we also got to a bit where I was teasing the mods and they were like, yeah. So it was Takashi Murakami.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't know who Takashi Murakami is, he's an incredible artist who works across so many different kind of fields. He does animated film, which I haven't seen and I need to watch it. But he collaborated with Billie Eilish on one of her music videos, which is also incredible if you haven't seen that. And then he's most well known for his kind of iconic like flower logos. So it's really kind of basic color palette, really flat colors. But all the, it's almost like emojis.
Yeah.
So in most of Takashi Murakami's artwork, you'll see these little flowers. So anyway, I was teasing the conversation in the Discord, being like, okay, I feel like it might be this guy.
And his art's very like colorful, sort of poppy style. He's been called like the Warhol of Japan or Japan's answer to Andy Warhol type artwork, right? So yeah, and he's a big deal.
He's kind of a big deal.
So if it is him, that is going to shake stuff up and probably be like a pretty major moment in the NFT space in general, because we've had a few contemporary artists do work, which do NFT, you know, drops, which so far have been really well received. Damien Hirst obviously did the currency stuff, which shot up in value and has been pretty special.
We've seen Daniel Arsham as well. If you don't know him, definitely go check out his work. It's amazing. He was one of the artists I thought could be a potential for the collaboration. So, yeah.
Yeah. It'd be a pretty big deal if that is the case. And yeah, watching that Billie Eilish video, you sent me that, and just there's a lot of similarities between the renders, the teasers, images that we've seen of Akira. So I'd recommend, I think the Billie Eilish song, You Should See Me in a Crown, if you YouTube that, and yeah, you'll see the video, and you'll be like, ah, this sort of connects. So it seems likely that is what's going to happen. Yeah, but
just to quickly reference a point in that video, actually, because I remember watching it, and then I was like, oh, this just makes sense. Like midway through the video, Billie Eilish in a kind of avatar-esque character is standing in a circle of all these digital wearables. And she's almost like flicking through them and being like, yeah, I'm going to rock that t-shirt today. And that just makes sense. The collaborations with Takashi Murakami.
It's got to be. We'll see.
It's got to be.
Man, it'd be good if it was. Yeah. And also on that point, we've seen some other little drops of digital wearables that seem like maybe they will go with Avatar, so maybe you'll be able to choose fashion pieces for your avatar, which would be another cool thing we've not really seen before. We've obviously seen lots of wearables for like your Decentraland avatar or various metaverses, but maybe not for one that you specifically own in that way. Don't know, would be very cool. And they even did an airdrop of one of those jackets, so you can use it in Decentraland, but maybe you can use it on Akira avatars as well, which is cool. So yeah, I think that, I mean, that's sort of pulling together most of the clues and stuff we've seen so far, right? I don't know if there's anything else that springs to mind.
Do you want to take a guess at the name? Because Akira is their code name. It's not the actual name of the project.
Yeah, well, you spotted something, right? Tell us about that you saw.
Well, in the Discord, I feel like I need to get out more. I'm spending too much time in Discord. But someone said it begins with C, and I don't know if it was one of the...
Yeah, they did write C dot 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 in the Discord, okay. Stephen or right, one of okay. the founders, yeah.
So my theory is that... did you watch that video with, I think his name's Zando? Zandu?
No.
You know, the VTuber, so the virtual YouTuber.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Did you watch the video?
No, you sent it to me, I think, but I didn't actually watch it in the end because it was recording, I think.
Okay. So really quickly, Zandu's, you need to go check out his videos. It's incredible. He's just started this new series where he's kind of like navigating the metaverse, and he's on this weird blue alien dude who's kind of in his spaceship, just getting up to cool stuff. But in order to like progress the features of himself, because he is an avatar, he wanted to kind of like upgrade. He almost like stole metahumans, and he built this video around stealing all the traits and the features of the metahuman in order to upgrade himself. So anyway,
so this is an avatar that is exploring what, Decentraland and other virtual worlds, and it's
no, it's just a VTuber.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
A virtual tuber.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm probably trashing this explanation, but anyway, he gets this metahuman, and the metahuman in the box, it's like it looks like a collectible, is called Hansel, and Hansel is wearing a what's the jacket called? A meta jacket,
yeah,
from Artifact. I don't actually know where I was going with this story. Are you lost?
Well, no, you were telling me a story about VTube, which is interesting, but how is it connected to Akira? I'm not sure.
Oh, the name.
Oh, yeah, okay. yeah, the name. Sorry,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. So basically, I'll stop talking about the metahuman. The box of the metahuman, the top left hand corner had a name. What was ever inside the box, and it said Chandra or Chandra,
right?
So I googled Chandra, and I was like, Chandra anime, and then no doubt there was some kind of Japanese reference to Magic the Gathering, and it got me thinking. I mean, this is a, now I've said it out loud, especially on this podcast, I feel like that is a long shot.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think the project's called Chandra. Let's delete that.
Never know. Well, if you're right, then we'll clip it up and keep it forever.
Chandra, Fire Artisan, Japanese War of Spark Alternate.
It's not out of the question, it's 100%. It's, it all connects, so... Well, yeah, why not? Definitely begins with C, so that is what we know.
I think I went with the narrative because there is a lot of anime references in Akira.
Yeah.
Ghost in the Shell's there. Loads.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Well, yeah, I hope that's helpful. And I'll link everything below so you can see what you want to do and the information again. And if you want to be involved, you can see the instructions to do that in the show notes. Before you go, though, Sean, you've got to tell us a little bit about your Genesis collection as well. And yeah, because you released it recently. It's sick and sold out. So tell us a little bit about that.
Talking about so many other projects. what am I doing? So I've been working on a bigger project, which as an artist navigating the NFT space, I obviously have kind of like a roadmap which I'm working towards. So there is a bigger project in mind, which I've learned how to write code and I'm scripting different outcomes and stuff. So it's primarily generative art, but what I've done with the Genesis pieces, which you referenced earlier, they're almost like derivatives of the main code from the project. So it's like generating different outcomes, and then so I call them sketches. I've done two drops so far. People seem to like them. You've got one.
So I have got one. Thanks, mate. Very cool.
I appreciate that. And it's just very, very exciting stuff. Watch this space.
Yeah, part of a bigger project that's all coming, which is very cool. So yeah, definitely go and check out Sean's work. I'll leave the description in the show notes as well. Thank you, Sean, for coming on the show. We've gone in deep on Akira, and it'll be interesting to see what we got right and stuff which we don't even know yet, and they haven't even released because there's always surprises with Artifact. So shout out to them, doing good work. And thanks so much for coming on.
No, thanks for having me. Exciting stuff, RE Artifact. Can't wait to see what happens. And look forward to the next one.
For sure, man. See you for the next one.